And sometimes, if again, they won't just be chapter and verse, but if you don't know the chapter and verse, you won't make that connection with the words, that spirit in life. We're down, we've already done the 18th verse, we started there. How about 19? Do not quench the spirit. Man, decades ago, I was around people used to talk about that all the time. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? That's good. Anybody else? Think about everything I've talked to you about since we started. Okay? The Spirit of God begins to remind you, rise up in you, and you begin to rejoice in Him, right? And the enemy comes immediately, steal the words of the Son. So that just happens. Stuff goes on that tries to get you away from there. If you allow yourself to be drawn away from that, what are you doing? You're quenching the Spirit. Yeah, the Spirit's the one doing that declaring in you, right? When you're interceding. And you, like what Scott said, you're hearing those things, but then you don't heed them. You don't, you know, so many decades ago in business, man that owned a company I worked for, helped me so much in understanding how important it is to write things down. And now you don't even have to write it down. You got devices you can just stop and record it on, right? We didn't have any of that stuff. I had to write it down. I still do. When those things come up, I jot them down so I can come back and look at them again. And occasionally, maybe they're not that important, or maybe it was just me thinking it, right? But usually, when I go back and begin to feed off of those things, like, wow, that's God. That's good. And it builds me up, right? Because that's what He does. That's what He's doing for you this morning if you don't quench the Spirit. Just receive it and allow Him, allow those things to come out into you. Trust Him. And don't be concerned about whether or not you make a mistake, because I assure you, you will. But He can fix that too, okay? So it's all right. Quench not the Spirit. And where were we? That's the 20th verse. Oh, that's the 19th verse. 20th verse is you don't, it says in King James, despise. That means to show no regard for. You disregard prophetia. Okay, prophecies. And again, this is one of those places where some of us over years through teaching have gotten the wrong idea. If you go look this word up, because of the way it's used with the Septuagint in the Old Covenant, many people think the only meaning to this word is foretelling future events. And that's not accurate at all for this word, okay? It can be that, yes, because it means things that are established beforehand, okay? Y'all with me? Things that are established beforehand, okay? So I could be telling about something that's going to happen in the future. However, what is established beforehand is the Word of God. And it hasn't all been revealed to all of us. And there are things that you don't know, there are things that I don't know about, quote, God's logos, His plan, His purpose, His design, His intent, His blueprint, okay? I don't have every little thing on there. But He will bring those things to light. They will become divine truths revealed out from the Spirit of God. When it says don't disregard prophecies, that's what Paul is talking about here. And remember what I said a few minutes ago, probably a lot of minutes ago now, when in the beginning they didn't have the New Testament. It was just being written. So they had to depend on the revelation of these truths coming out by the Spirit while they were with one another, because they didn't know what they were doing. Most of them were Gentiles. They had no idea about God Most High, right? But being born of the Spirit, having Jesus living in him by his Spirit, having been baptized in the Holy Ghost, they could receive these things. And they could be speaking these things out. And he would show them what to declare. And they would declare it. And somebody listening to it would go, oh, wow. That's true. I bear witness. Remember what it says? Let the man speak and let the others judge. That's how they did this. Well, we don't need to quit. We can still operate in these things. You don't know everything, and I don't either, but God will reveal what he needs for us to know, and we need to pay attention. So especially, you know, there. One of my faith heroes, T.L. Osborne, had a saying. I know y'all don't know probably who that is, but anyway, he had a saying. He said, the only people that don't receive from God are people who think they already know. The indoctrinated people. Because indoctrinated people think they already know. If I had stopped with what I knew 20 years ago, there would be an awful lot of stuff that I am so grateful for, walk in, see, enhance my life, and hopefully help other people that I didn't know then. And as you grow, not only do you come to know more, you come to see things differently than you did before. What you used to think was extremely important, you realize now it's not extremely important, it's just important, right? You change as you grow in the knowledge of him. It's wonderful. So that, when it talks about prophesying, prophecies, that's what it's talking about. Examine, verse 21, examine all things. Or some translations say approve all things. What that means is, look at here, okay? Watch what all goes on. Pay attention to them and hold fast to the good. Now, this is not agathos. This is kalos. It just means good, okay? Like, you can tell what's good and what's bad, right? So it says to look at stuff, pay attention to things, and hang on to what's good. Well, what practical advice, right? If it ain't good, let it go. And that's what the next verse says. Abstain from every form of paneros. Paneros is often translated evil, but it's totally different than kakos. It means literally toilsome. Okay? Now, how can that be evil? Okay? What are you doing when you're toiling? You're working, right?
Yeah.
You can work up a sweat. You can get tired. Spend a lot of time and energy, right? Toiling. So when you think about this word, a wonderful picture of this word is toiling is about stuff that don't work. Stuff that don't work is evil. That's the way it's translated, but it's a different kind of word than kakos. Literally means toilsome. You don't go out there and toil over stuff for no reason. It doesn't work anyway. That's dumb. Abstain from that. Don't do that. Look around, pay attention to what's going on, figure out what's good, and hang on to that. Stay away from the stuff that's unprofitable, where you're working and working and working. Whoa, man,